This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, I love these messages I get. I should do this more often because I get them quite often and I forget to do it because we have so much other stuff to talk about. But this one I'm going to do because I told the guy I would do it. His name is Jason. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, folks. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, where we teach you about leftism and how to spot it, how not to let it infect you. It's kind of like taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc, and then you know you're not going to get the old woo flu. Well, I can inoculate you in such a way that you will never catch leftism. And then you can teach your kids how not to catch it. Because that's the key. I'm telling you, you put your kids in that indoctrination system called miseducation in America, and you won't even know who comes home. It's like when in MMA, when I went to military school, the kids would come to fat camp, parents would come and just cry, "Oh my God, where's my little boy?" You know, because he was completely different. He lost 40 pounds. I'm just using this as an example. Imagine a 5'2" kid losing 40 pounds. You don't even know what he looks like. We made him into Marines. Well, that's what I'm doing to you. But anyway, I get this message from a guy on Twitter, and here's what he writes to me. "Hey, Kevin. I'm studying people who may have sold their soul to the devil. I believe you are a candidate. Can I interview you for this research? Thanks." And the guy's name is Jason. And I wrote him back, and here's what I did. And I'm going to counsel you on how I argued with this guy effectively so you can do the same thing. But I said, "Hey, Jason, I'm interviewing racist dumb craps," and I use a different word, "leftists, who contact black people to convince them that white people can control black people's lives if their opinions differ. Are you available for an interview? Feel free to invite your racist friends and family who have the gall to butt into the lives of intelligent black people because you feel superior to them. The very definition of white privilege. Thanks. Right back at you, princess." So, I figured that would end there. That old Jason would get it and go, "You know what? What am I doing contacting some obscure black guy who's not even on Fox anymore? They can't go, 'I hope they fire you again, Jackson.'" But I figured that was it. I figured he got it. So, here's what he says. He hadn't gotten it. He writes me back. He says, "Would you be okay talking with some of the 100 or so people of color that I work directly with on a daily basis prior to interviewing me?" So at least he admits that he deserves to be interviewed as a cross-carrying racist. He goes on, "I'm confident," I love this part, "I'm confident 0% of them will say I'm a racist, and most, if not all, would agree that you are one evil BSing MF. Because he wrote me. Oh, I couldn't let that stand, right? So I said, "Well, doesn't that make all the difference? Jason has some colored coworkers. He has permission to correct free-range, non-plantation Negroes. They must think like all other black people, and Jason is the person who will make it so. I can hardly wait for your next racist reason to accuse a person you've never met of selling his soul to the devil. Hey, Jason, why don't you think like all my white friends?" Stupid question? Huh? Now, I'm going to get back to some of the other things he said because it goes on. Yeah. See, in fact, let me just go ahead and tell you what struck me when he wrote me back and said he works with 100 or so people of color on a daily basis. And would I interview them? And he told me how confident he was. How confident he was of his Negroes, what they would say to me. They would say that I'm a racist, and then they would say that I'm one evil BSing MF. Yeah. So what's interesting to me is Jason has a lot of command of his Negroes. Because he didn't say 98% or 99%. He said, "I'm confident 0% would say I'm a racist. So he's saying 100% of them will vouch for him. And he said some, if not all, would call me a BS and MF-er. And I loved it because, boy, I got him. I got him. I said, Jason, boy, how wonderful it must be to have so good control of your Negroes. You must feed them well, you know? I mean, you know, in this time of Wu flu and all the other things that are going on out there, man, you would think some Negroes would be ready to leave the plantation. Maybe wouldn't have as much faith in you. But you have them so whipped, pardon the pun, but you got them so whipped, Jason, that they don't see you as a racist. And you say, and I'm going to believe you got some good authority here, that they would consider me a BS and MF-er. You don't even have to ask. Now, I want you to think about this without my sarcasm. Jason claims that, and he gets, of course, special dispensation to come after me as a black man because he works with black people. And, of course, Jason knows all about black folks. Well, why wouldn't he? He works with black people. So, anyway, he works with these hundreds or so black people. And he knows them. He knows them so well that he doesn't even have to ask. Jason decides, you know what? On behalf of all these black people that I know, who would never accuse me of being a racist, and who would look through that Kevin Jackson and say, he's one BSMF-er, I can speak for them. Why? Because, well, I've got superior intellect. And that is what Jason thinks. Here's what he goes on to say. I love this. He goes, well, my criticism of you has nothing to do with your ethnicity and everything to do with your devil possession. So can I investigate this to confirm your soul? Now, here's what I replied. Sure it does, racist Jason. Stop lying to yourself. Why did you bring up your colored coworkers? You hate that I called you out for being an ignorant racist. You are Satan. Leftists always self-describe. Oh, man. This was so much fun. I missed this. This is the type of stuff that would be on TV if I had a TV show. This is insane. See, this is the way these people are. They don't get it. They don't understand how racist it is. Look, if I disagreed with Jason, I would contact him and say, hey, Jason, you made a comment about this. I find that comment really strange given this bit of evidence. You care to talk? Let's discuss it. Jason doesn't have that gene. Hang in there with me, folks. Kevin Jackson, you listen to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All over the world, people who are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, leftists are scared. Welcome back. They are afraid of what they have created. Frankenstein's monster looks like a Girl Scout compared to what leftists have created, and they are fearful for their very lives, for the soul of them. Inside of themselves, leftists are going, we didn't plan on this. They didn't consider where this would all lead. And now they're beginning to speak out a bit. They're a little bit, you know, like, can we at least just start to discuss this? And they're finding out you can't discuss anything when it comes to leftism. We are free to discuss. We love discussions. We love debate. We love good-hearted, call it debate. I don't even think of it as debate. It's discussion of ideas where we might differ, but you don't have to debate them. All right? Now, maybe I'm splitting hairs. It doesn't really matter. The point is, I enjoy conversation. Every time I talked about, there's a guy, people that write to me and they want to engage me, but instead of engaging, like, you're the devil, or you're a piece of crap, or you're this, and I'm like, hey, which part of this are you basing it on? What part of what you've learned about me are you basing this decision? Can we at least have a discussion about it first? Can you say, Kevin, I was reading this article that you wrote about blah, 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 and you made this statement, and I don't quite understand what you mean by this. Now, that's a discussion, but they don't do that. They don't do that at all. They want to kick your butt. It is amazing the stuff that I get. I would love for people like, I don't know if Thomas Sowell or Walter Williams or people like that have that type of, if they get that type of mail. But I would love to just publish a book and show you how people write to me right off the bat. You're a silly black man. You should be ashamed of yourself, black man. You have abandoned your race. And I'm going, okay, white guy, explain to me how I did that. And how have you not abandoned yours? I don't get it. Here's why white people never hear they've abandoned their race, because I give them complete autonomy to think however they want. I don't think of it as, oh, man, you said something, white guy. Well, surely that must be what all white people think. What kind of, think of the level of what am I trying, how big, how much of an ego you have to say, I know what you think, you little peon white person, and you white people think this, and it's a shame that you have abandoned the way your people think in order to help somebody else, other people. It's like these white folks say, Kevin, you've abandoned black people in order to help white people. How dare you? As a white person, I'm offended. So you're offended that I'm trying to help you, okay? I don't get that, but okay. You get what I'm saying? That's just silly. And what it means is, and I tell them this all the time, you think you're better than I am. You think you should go up to a grown man and say, here's how it should be. Here's what you need to do. Oh, you're going to be very fatherly, huh? Well, I don't want to get into my dad, but I'll tell you this, I don't need you. I didn't need him, and I don't need you. I had good surrogate fathers, like my grandfather who raised me, and my stepfather for a time, Tommy, who helped out. And I had uncles that stepped in when they needed to. And on, I had good role models. Did it replace my dad completely? No, it did not. But I'll tell you this, even without that, I don't need you, white man, or white woman. I don't need a mom. I don't need a dad. I don't need a surrogate of any type. I'm beyond that. I've learned on my own. But leftists are afraid now because these no spank timeout, you know, people that let these kids run roughshod over them have now figured out they created these little Frankensteinian monsters on steroids. And now they're trying to figure out, how do you get that fat genie back in the bottle? Well, I don't know that you do. J.K. Rowling and Noam Chomsky. So J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter, and the cognitive scientist, his name is Noam Chomsky. They signed a letter warning about, quote, restriction of debate in society. They are now going, you know, you can't even bring anything up. You're exactly right. If you say all lives matter, and there's no defending it, the minute you say it, your life changes. They call it cancel culture. That's the term that's being used. Cancel culture. The minute you say it, you're done. Now, this is a woman who is now officially a billionaire. She will have money for, I mean, whoever she gives her money to, if she's got kids, they're going to have money. Who owns Harry Potter? It will be studied and reviewed for ages. And she's afraid. She could go off and do whatever she wants. She doesn't have to check into the world anymore. But now she's finally getting it. And you know what's going to happen? She's going to end up on our side of this argument. The same way, by the way, people, don't let anybody know. There are a lot of Democrats who are on our side of the argument now. Yeah, they're afraid. All over the world. JK in Britain. I don't know where Chomsky is, but he sounds Russian. Is he from Russia? He's afraid. Cancel culture. Say the wrong thing, you're done. No longer debate. 150 signatures from activists and writers warns that the free exchange of information and ideas is daily becoming more constricted. Harper's Magazine published it. The signatories said they needed reckoning of racial and social justice and also intensified a new set of moral attitudes and political commitments that tend to weaken our norms of open debate and toleration of differences in favor of ideological conformity. Well, they ain't talking about us. Because I don't need you to conform. Even with you as an audience, we may think alike, but you know what I tell my audience, and I've been saying this for a long time. You can listen to me, and you take what you want. Do your research. You know who you are. You know you have a moral and ethical core, probably based in some form of spirituality, if not outright Christianity or Judaism or something. And you know right from wrong. You know when I'm speaking to you and you go, that touched me there. That's speaking to me right there, Kevin. And you know when you go, I don't know. I'll go do some research. But I tell you this all the time. Don't take my word for it. Don't even, if my idea is something that's like, man, I think the same thing. Okay, good for you. Exactly. That's what it's supposed to do. Then you go take it based on your life and that derivative thing that you've experienced, and you go figure out your little place in the sun for that information. They went on to condemn, well, they said this, the stifling atmosphere will ultimately harm the most vital causes of our times. They're not talking to us, people. They also condemn the hasty and disproportionate punishments against editors, writers, journalists, professors, researchers, and others who have covered, quote, controversial topics or make clumsy mistakes. But they couldn't leave this out. They had to criticize President Trump, saying the forces of illiberalism have a powerful ally of the president who represents a real threat to democracy. See, that's the reason why they don't get ahead. They cannot just admit, you know what? We screwed up. This has nothing to do with President Trump. He's been serving for 4 years. Is it over the last 4 years that they can't do what they're talking about? Of course not. They can't leave him alone. Because you know why? They know how much damage they've done.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration says it will not cut federal education spending, but could allow families to use those funds elsewhere if schools do not open amid the coronavirus pandemic. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos telling Fox News,
if schools aren't going to reopen, we're not suggesting pulling funding from education, but instead allowing families, let the families take that money and figure out where their kids can get educated if their schools are going to refuse to open.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing for another massive massive coronavirus stimulus package by the end of July.
We're never going to have our economy come back unless we recognize that we must put money in the pockets of the American people.
The speaker telling reporters it is an urgent priority, although very short on details as far as what the Democrats in the House would be asking for. This is USA Radio News. House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says we need to shift gears and focus on safely reopening schools in the fall during the coronavirus pandemic.
Now, we are not done with our fight against this virus, but we are on the road to rebuild and renew and restore this nation.
McCarthy telling reporters it's not a matter of if we should open, but how we do it, and saying that they want to give flexibility to parents about school and daycare. The widow of a man who is alleged to have taken the SATs for President Trump is denying the claim. Pam Shriver, an ESPN tennis analyst, is denying any knowledge that her late husband, Joe Shapiro, took the standardized test for the president. The allegation in a new book written by the president's niece, Mary Trump. Shriver also says her late husband met the president during their time at the University of Pennsylvania, which would have been years after the president had taken the SATs. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I rise to offer an amendment to H.R. 2, the Moving Forward Act, and thank my colleagues for their work on this legislation. Our nation's transportation and infrastructure policies play a critical role in building healthy and safe communities. But for far too long, they've perpetuated many of our most entrenched inequities. My amendment would require us to examine how our nation's transportation policies have impacted and targeted our most vulnerable. It is critical that we understand how transportation policies are criminalizing black and brown communities. Specifically, we have seen violent enforcement of fare evasion policies and the discriminatory placement of speed cameras and other surveillance technology in our lowest income communities. Mr. Chair, this is a moment of reckoning. There is a multiracial, multigenerational movement that for the last month has been affirming that Black Lives Matter, demanding an end to racist systems and policies that disproportionately criminalize our black and brown neighbors. We have a mandate to center justice in all our policymaking. Our transportation policies are no exception.
That was one of the members of the squad, Ayanna Pressley, Congresswoman. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. Yeah, she says the transportation policies are racist. Well, where are they racist? I always love when these Democrats bring up a whole other set of racism that you didn't see. Why? Because you're not woke. You don't see it. You don't see the noose that is the garage thing to pull the garage door down. You don't see that. See, that's how that racism is, man. You are so blinded, American citizens, who no longer give a crap about a person's race. You ain't seeing the race because, see, you don't see colors and you just know how you are, right? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, where we explain how you can get woke so you can see racism in everything. I'm looking in the mirror. I see a reflection. I see a black man looking at me crazy. He looking at me crazy. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. That's me. Whew, it was close. Thought he was about to go crazy on me, you know, maybe tear down my statue. Oh, man. What to do next, folks? What to do next? Because getting rid of Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, I thought that was supposed to usher in a whole new utopian society where race was no longer an issue. And what about banning that old Confederate flag, huh, from NASCAR? Finding that Tea Party racist who hung that noose in Bubba Wallace's garage. Where's that Tea Party? Oh, it wasn't the Tea Party racist that hung that noose. I'm sorry. It was the garage door manufacturer who, and I guess the little, you know, it used to have a little handle. And their little handle, now the handle is the emergency thing, isn't it, for the garage door opener, where if it doesn't open or goes bad, you can pull that little red handle and then it'll release it and you can pull it up yourself. God forbid Bubba have to pull it up himself, you know, open a garage door himself and not do it automatically. Yeah, boy. Woo, isn't the world a better place now? I mean, that's what we were promised. We were getting rid of all these other peoples. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, all of them. Hey, thank you. We need to adjust that. It was a little loud. All right. Dumping all those statues of white men and replacing them with black thugs, didn't that bring about a society where we would all sit at campfires and sing, Kumbaya, my lord, Kumbaya, or whatever white people sing at campfires? My white friends, we never did. We just hung out and drank some beers. And oh, let's not forget, we got to roast them marshmallows. Appropriate. Because they symbolize the burning of the white man. Yeah, turning the white man black and then squeezing him and eating him. Oh, wait a minute. I took it too far. The black man ends up getting eaten. See, that's not good. Oh, boy. All this racism. Yeah, are you guys aware that this racism exists? Because if you're not woke enough to see all the racism in these nooses and these statues and, you know, the founding fathers of this very nation that has done nothing but oppress black people, then you need to get, here comes, woke. That's what all this is about. It's about getting woke. Whew. Let me tell you. It's a whole new world out there. Before you white folks get too scared to listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, Kevin Jackson talking to you right now, let me just say this. It's not nearly as bad as you think. Small percentage of people really are buying into this nonsense. And the problem is you have a media. You need to be growing media like me. You know, here's what's funny. So people will go, Kevin, I love your show. Man, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you do. I'm not listening. But the question then is, well, why are black people listening to other media? Because this show isn't blowing up. If this show were listened to by as many white folks that listen to Rush Limbaugh, more black people would get it. Because more black people would be going, who's that black dude, man, who's got a big audience in Rush Limbaugh? Think he's something. Yeah, talking all that sense. Speaking about all that logic. But, you know, but if I'm the little, I'm Whoville, and I need a little who. I need that last little who to go, who. Because that's the only way they get it. I came off of an interview back at the time when Fox wanted my presence. And I came off of an interview, and a black dude was mad. He was mad at Hannity. This was during the Ferguson crap. And he comes, and he's so mad, I had to talk to him, a young brother. I said, hey, man, why are you so mad? He let me talk. And if Hannity had been there, man, there would have been a fight. Anyway, I pulled him aside. It's like, man, what are you mad at? And he's like, I didn't get a chance to say anything because all he did was talk over me. So I said, well, say your piece. So he said his piece, and he's talking about, man, and I don't remember the whole conversation, but essentially what he told me was this. He said, man, these white people would, and I said, what are these white people doing? I go, look at that. Ferguson was burning, man. I mean, I'm not even exaggerating it. You can see in the background fires, you know, like the little circular plumes, and people riding and black folks coming from all over the place going towards it as the interview was on the street. And it was an interesting time because there were people that were not saying what they would have said in a studio that were on the street because people could hear you and they were watching. And so you had pundits afraid to speak. Well, I did my piece. I was on. I was like, man, this is all crazy. I mean, I said exactly what I would have said out in the studio, outside the studio. And people were standing there looking. And I was just, I mean, if I'm lying, I'm dying. They could hear what you said. They were, you know, some of them were jeering. Others just kept walking. But I said exactly what I would have said. So anyway, this kid comes off and he's like, he's mad. He's upset. He can't get his, he's not getting the word in edgewise. And he's upset that Hannity hadn't talked to him. So I said, what's your beef? These white people. I go, hey, white people got nothing to do with this. Nothing. And so I told him, he was talking about, we ain't got no jobs. And I said, you know why you don't have any jobs? And he goes, he just stood there blank. I said, let me tell you why I don't have any jobs. Look at that. And I showed him Ferguson. I just pointed back to it. Because we had turned our backs to it. I said, look at that. That's why you don't have a job. I said, because an employer would be a fool to hire you knowing that can happen. I said, you want to blame a white man. Let me tell you who you blame. You blame everybody that allows that to happen. I said, ask yourself, if a death of a guy that you don't know, that No, practically nobody in the world knew can create that, where you are willing to burn down a business, where you are willing to loot it, to damage your city, etc. Would you hire that person? And he looked at me and I said, because I wouldn't. I said, every time you interview, you want to blame a white guy. I said, give me a white guy with your exact credentials and I'll tell you why you're not getting hired. It's because of that. I said, a white guy can watch a cop strangle his bro on the street and nobody is going to protest, loot, burn down anything. He's got to go into work and do his doggone job. And that's what people want to hire. And he looked at me and you know what he said? Why don't they let people like you come talk to me? And I said, because let me tell you, they don't want me to talk to you because I'm going to give you the truth. I talk, but this is back in the day when I was a management consultant. I was that anyway, but I transitioned out, but it was fresher. And I said, I've talked to HR guys. I'm telling you what they're saying behind the scenes, and they're legit for it. No, you can't be mad at a white guy going, Kevin, I don't want to deal with the EEOC nonsense because some guy gets something anti-black or perceived that way, or he's seeing racism in nooses, you know, and I got to deal with this when all I want to do is run a company and run it right. Why would I want to do that? And I said, I get you. I mean, I could have these candid conversations because I was like, let's be realistic about what you face. My job was as a management consultant is to look at all of the things that are plaguing you. And as a risk guy, you are a higher risk employee as a black employee than a white employee. It's really that simple. But there you go. World peace, right? All this stuff that these woke white folks think they're doing for blacks, it's going to help us, right? We're going to go out there, we're going to get those great jobs, and people are going to usher us in because they're going to know, hey, Kevin didn't have to take a test because Michael Brown Jr. died or George Floyd got a knee on his neck. So I don't have to take the test. I don't have to pass the grade and do what the white kids do, but that's going to help me in life because everybody's going to want to hire black people, right?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
As long as our economy and political systems prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequality. So we cannot stop at criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it.
How's that multiculturalism working out for you, white folks? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show.
TheKevinJacksonShow.com.
That multiculturalism. What multiculturalism boils down to is that you can praise any culture in the world except the Western culture, and you cannot blame any culture in the world except the Western culture. That is a quote from the
one of the most brilliant people on the planet, Thomas Sowell. A guy, if he was a leftist, everybody would know who he is. He would be in Alinsky. I mean, you would be saying Sowell the way you say Alinsky. Everybody knows Alinsky. Glad you guys are here. That was Ilhan Omar. That was wanting to dismantle the system. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy on so many levels. When you consider the America we and our ancestors built, you do not need to feel bad, despite what Ilhan Omar says. Glad you guys are with me today. I love talking about these idiot leftists because they highlight the lack of gratitude that, I mean, Ilhan Omar, a member of the squad. Now, I played a thing earlier from Ayanna Pressley, another member of the squad, who says the transportation system is racist. It's anti-black. Who set it up? What is he talking about? The transportation system in Joe Schmo flyover country isn't racist. It's a person buying their vehicle, going back and forth to work. But the transportation system that the leftists have built inside of these urban indoctrination centers, well, it's racist. Buses, subways, whatever. I don't know what she's talking about. Airplanes, what? Well, black people can't get IDs to go on airplanes or what? It's all racist. And now we got Ilhan Omar telling us we need to dismantle this system. This system, what system? Yeah, the system that they built. We got to dismantle it. Yeah, understand how leftism, folks, has created this new American. And I use my finger quotes when I describe American. Yeah. Americans, finger quote, like Ilhan Omar. An American who has no understanding of how this country works. I'm not talking about macroeconomic or microeconomic. I'm talking about just how we work. It's not in her DNA to understand America. She wasn't born here. This is a woman who was found in a Kenyan refugee camp, got asylum to come to the United States, and has done pretty well for herself. Yeah. Only in America can a refugee from a war-torn country marry her brother. I don't know where she did that. Maybe she didn't do that here. By God's grace, she is allowed to come to America because that's all it was. It was divine intervention. It could have been anybody. But we got her. She's thriving in her new country. So much so that she is a wealthy woman. She is super rich compared to where she's from, which is Mogadishu, Somalia. She's super rich. Now, we know she committed campaign fraud because she put funds out of her campaign into the business of a guy that she was dating at the time while she was subsequently married, or simultaneously, I should say, married to her brother. Now, she accuses her new country of being occupied by racist bigots, so much so that the country has to be dismantled because everybody doesn't get a fair shot here at opportunity. Now, are you sensing a bit of sarcasm in me exposing the irony that in the very country this woman is from, she's cattle? She comes here and does nothing but complain. And, of course, the real irony is everything she complains about is what her party stands for. It's just unbelievable. This is where we live. This is the result of Black Lives Matter and all this racial strife that does not exist. This is, you want to know the troublemakers? You want to know the dividers? I just gave you two. Ayanna Pressley says transportation. What? Food. Food is racist. What are you talking? Air, folks. Air is racist. Didn't you know this? Water? How are you going to bring up some water, Mr. Kevin Jackson, black conservative, step and fetch it, you know, coon butt Negro? How are you going to do that? Because you know water is racist. Water drowns more black people per capita. You getting this? You taking notes? Yeah, name it. Name whatever you want. Biscuit. Biscuit's a racist. Don't you know? Look, what is inside of the biscuit? It is a white side. You ain't never opened up a biscuit and seen something black inside, have you? Oh, no, I haven't. Ooh, thank you for getting me woke on biscuits. Yep. It's all racist. It's all crazy. I want to play a clip. The NBA wants to paint Black Lives Matter on all the courts to open the season. And I just want to play a clip of a guy named football player named Marcellus Taylor. And he hosts the show, and they were talking about this. And, of course, he's deferential. He says, hey, look, I'm not going to get in the middle of anybody's right to a free speech or wanting to protest. But am I down with BLM? The answer is no. And the reason why I want to bring this up to you is I want you to, he gives a very, I mean, I know all about BLM, Black Lives Matter. It's a racist group full of Marxists. And it stands for nothing that represents America. Nothing. Not black cultural America or American culture at all. Any of it. And he calls it out. But as you hear what he has to say, here's what I want you to be thinking about. All the people that support it had on Amazon Prime, we proudly support Black Lives Matter. Everybody, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. I want you to just have this brother break down Black Lives Matter. Here you go.
In terms of identity politics, we know what identity politics does. It divides and it polarizes. No matter how you want to look at it, that's just the effect of it, no matter how great the intentions are. And we all know the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So it's an interesting play right here. I don't know how many people really look into the mission statement of Black Lives Matter, but I did. And when you look into it, there's a couple things that jump out to me. And I'm a black man who's been black and my life has mattered since 1974. And this organization was founded in 2013. I'm proud of you. But I've been fighting this fight for me and for others a lot longer. Two things. My family structure is so vital and important to me. Not only the one I grew up in, but the one I'm trying to create right now. Being a father and a husband, that's my mission in life right now. How do I reconcile that, what I just told you, with this mission statement that says, quote, we dismantle the patriarchal practice. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement. When I know statistics, when I know my reality, forget statistics. I knew this before I even went to Columbia and saw these same statistics that I'm going to read to you right now. That children from single parent homes versus two parent homes. The children from the single parent homes, this is in 1995, I was reading this. 5 times more likely to commit suicide. 6 times more likely to be in poverty. 9 times more likely to drop out of high school. 10 times more likely to abuse chemical substances. 14 times more likely to commit rape, 20 times more likely to end up in prison, and 32 times more likely to run away from home. I knew that. You know why I knew it? Because a lot of my friends didn't have family structures that were nuclear like mine, and they found themselves outside of their dreams and goals and aspirations. So when I see that, or as a mission statement for Black Lives Matter, it makes me scratch my head.
I know, you want to be woke. You want to be like the rest of them leftists over there, where you want to be down with Black Lives Matter. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I called him Marcellus Taylor. Marcellus Taylor is one of my best buddies. That was Marcellus Wiley, former football player. So I messed that up. But Marcellus Taylor's a brother, too. So, hey, they're interchangeable. We're all interchangeable. And Marcellus is a conservatarian. Did you get those statistics? 5 times more likely to commit suicide. These are single-parent homes. 6 times more likely to live in poverty. 9 times more likely to be a high school dropout. 10 times more likely to abuse chemicals. 14 times more likely to commit rape. 20 times more likely to end up in prison. And 32 times more likely to run away from home. And they want to tear this system down. Black Lives Matter. Let me ask you this. Why aren't Republicans able to push back and say to all these, I would go to a board of a corporation and say, listen, you stand with Black Lives Matter. Let me explain to you what these people are about. Now, are you sure you want to be a part of this? Why are we not doing this? I've got to leave here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.